Nikki Haley Joe Biden matchup would result in a 4-point win for the former South Carolina governor. Trump leads Biden by 7. But here's the kicker. We've been waiting for the bubble to burst, so to speak. But what we have is the GOP primary. Again, this Messenger Harris poll. In the GOP primary, it shows Trump holding a massive lead over Ron DeSantis in a mock matchup. Just over three-quarters of the GOP voters, 76%, sided with Trump over Haley. That's according to the poll, with just under three-quarters, 73%, doing the same thing against DeSantis. So the bubble is not bursting. And in fact, the lead seems to be growing for Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Britt Hume talks about the latest salvo against Donald J. Trump, that what he's trying to do is put together a second term dictatorship. This is so stupid. Okay? It is so stupid that they've tried everything they can. Now they're coming out with this thing about a dictatorship, and that he won't leave office. He'll stay in office forever until he dies, like a third world country. That's unbelievable. Stay with us. Britt Hume will comment on that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders are going to need wins sooner than later to get back in the hunt for a playoff spot. The Silver and Black are in the cellar in the AFC West right now with their 5-7 record. They'll host the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium. Jack Eichel netted a third-period goal to tie it up against the St. Louis Blues, but it wouldn't be enough as the Golden Knights fell in overtime 2-1 at T-Mobile Arena last night. On the upside, the reigning Stanley Cup champions have earned a point in 5 straight games to keep them atop the Western Conference standings. They're headed back out on the road where they'll play the Blues in St. Louis tomorrow night. And the LA Lakers host the Phoenix Suns tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 6:45.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Wayne Alaroot from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives at conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. But today I'm here to talk about NFR, National Finals Rodeo at Ahern. I love watching NFR, and in particular, bull riding at NFR is the only sport I've ever found that matches the excitement, intensity, action, and adrenaline rush of football. Now we add in the patriotic All-American athletes, and NFR is the king of sports in Vegas for me. It's 4 nights of the NFR Rodeo Watch Party at Ahern from December 13th to 16th with $7 beers, 20% off steaks, and free parking. Free gifts and special event offers, too, when you text WAR to 26786. It's the Wild West at Ahern Hotel with the best NFR watch parties in Vegas from December 13th through 16th. For more information, text WAR to 26786. That's WAR to 26786.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A real traffic jam on both sides of the freeway on the east side of the valley through the Charleston curve. First accident, 95 northbound near Boulder Highway. Also 95 southbound near Charleston. That northbound side, you have two right lanes blocked off there. Northbound 95 at Boulder Highway and 95 southbound Charleston. Might choose Boulder Highway as an alternate to 95 in both directions instead of that mess. Still working a wreck at the south end of the valley as you enter the resort corridor. That's on I-15 northbound after Tropicana. And working an injury accident in the southwest off the freeways at Blue Diamond and Jones. Beautiful day in the valley, clear sunny skies, cool temperatures going to stop just short of 70 degrees. It is 48 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Be with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. By the way, a word that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, will be coming to Vegas on Friday of this week and then continue on his trip to Los Angeles. So Megan Barth will have more on that coming up at the top of the hour. I promise I'd let you hear from Britt Hume, the Fox News analyst, the former managing editor of Fox News. The latest salvo against Donald Trump from the left, and even from those who are rhinos, moderates in the Republican Party. The latest is that a second Trump term would end up being a dictatorship. And first of all, the Constitution won't allow it. It simply won't. The court system won't allow it. That's why we have checks and balances and that kind of thing. But I want you to listen to Britt Hume from Fox News. He was on last night saying that we essentially have nothing to fear from a Trump second term, quote, dictatorship. Listen to this. It's cut three. Go.
For all the excitement that was created by his activities after the election, which he tried everything he could to try to remain in power, in the end it failed. What was labeled an insurrection lasted about 3 or 4 hours, and it was no match for the constitutional restraints which exist and would exist in a Trump second term. So, you know, to me, this is more of the same stuff. You remember we heard before the January 6th began its utterly one-sided inquiry into what the January 6th committee began its utterly one-sided inquiry into what happened that day. The vice chairman of that committee said that we had come critically close to losing our democracy that day. Well, we didn't. And I don't think in a second term Trump would have much luck, even if he tried to drive the country toward dictatorship. He's more likely to drive the Republican Party to a defeat at the hands of Joe Biden than he is to drive the country toward dictatorship.
Yeah, even the polls in several swing states and nationally show him up, and that's where some of this thought is. Critics saying that some of these articles are about him possibly winning. You know, Governor DeSantis of Florida was in New Hampshire today. He talked to Chris Ryan with iHeartRadio and was asked about all of these things that he has said, the former president, about retribution and what he's going to do to some of his opponents. Take a listen to DeSantis' answer.
The way you end weaponization of DOJ, FBI, IRS, these agencies, is not to abuse the power in a different direction. It's to end the abuse of power, to restore a single standard of justice. Fact is, the bureaucracy rolled him for 4 years. They ate his lunch. He did not drain the swamp at all.
What do you think of that answer? And he hasn't really pounced on the former president as of yet, and we're 6 weeks away from Iowa.
You know, that's a pretty clever answer if you think about it, because it gets him out of the business of threatening to do all kinds of evil things and simply and says the way to do it is to, you know, change the department and change the Justice Department and the other departments and their practices. And then he turns it against Trump by saying, you know, what he said there about don't do the same abuses from the other side. That was a pretty quick answer, I think. Whether it'll make any difference is anybody's guess. As you noted, Brett, the former president does appear to have a somewhat prohibitive lead at this stage.
76% in the latest polling. 76%. This thing is turning into a landslide very, 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 very quickly. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, more on what is going to happen next week. Hunter Biden is going to be called in to testify in a deposition. He will swear under oath, and he will testify. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but we'll get the latest spin on that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't do look awful.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Don't forget Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com, will join us. We'll talk about a presidential visit on Friday. We'll see if we can fill in some of the details. He's going to be coming here, and then he's going to go on after Vegas. He's going to go to Los Angeles, and that'll all be coming up on Friday. I promised I'd give you the very latest on what's going to happen next week. Hunter Biden will testify next week in a deposition. My question is, how forthcoming will he be? Will he plead the fifth? We just don't know. Jonathan Turley, George Washington University law professor, was on with Sandra Smith yesterday on Fox, trying to answer the question, which Hunter Biden will testify next week? We've had multiple Hunter Biden sightings, but which one will actually come and testify next week? Listen to this.
You're writing about the several Hunter Biden personalities that might testify before Congress. You say here are the possibilities: Hunter the genius, Hunter the international businessman, Hunter the drug addict, Hunter the hunted. Explain.
Well, this has been a series of efforts to reinvent Hunter as the scandal has gotten to be more and more serious, as the circle has closed in tighter around the Biden family. And a lot of these personalities don't make any sense anymore. This idea that Hunter Biden was some blacked-out junkie, that to raise corruption is to insult all reformed people who fought addiction, is ridiculous. I mean, he was at the center of a global effort of influence peddling that produced millions of dollars for the Biden family through a complex series of accounts and shell companies. Now, it just doesn't add up. So he's going to have to answer questions now, and a lot of these past excuses are just not going to hold.
So over the weekend, Comer discussed a bank investigator's concerns, as we mentioned, Jonathan, concerns regarding loan payments made to Hunter from China, saying the evidence fits a pattern with the Biden family. Here's Comer on Sunday Morning Futures. Listen.
Subpoenaed bank records that show Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC, made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden. This wasn't a payment from Hunter Biden's personal account, but an account for his corporation that received payments from China and other shady corners of the world.
He also says he's confident that House Republicans will have the floor votes to authorize a formal impeachment inquiry into the president. How does all of this change things, Jonathan?
Well, I think that vote is long overdue. When I testified in the first Biden impeachment hearing, I said that there was ample evidence to justify an impeachment inquiry and that a formal vote should be held. I can't imagine how anyone would look at this evidence and not believe that a formal inquiry should begin. There's been a litany of lies that have come out of the Biden family in the White House. The president denied knowing about any of these business arrangements. Even Hunter said that wasn't true. We now know he called in numerous times to talk with clients. He had meetings, photographs with these clients. And now we see joint accounts where money is moving to Joe Biden. We even have Joe Biden's house being listed for some of these payments by Hunter Biden. It's rather daunting to imagine what you need, according to the Democrats. So I think the moment of truth has arrived. Democrats have either got to show that they stand against corruption and approve an inquiry, or they have to take ownership of this, because influence peddling is the favorite form of corruption in Washington. But none of us have seen the likes of this.
Yeah. So, I mean, all interesting developments. Comer adding over the weekend that he's confident that House GOP will have the votes for a formal Biden impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Mike Johnson said an impeachment inquiry vote became necessary, the necessary next step, after he claimed that the administration stonewalled the investigation into the first family. So with Hunter Biden, Jonathan, heading to Capitol Hill for testimony, what sort of are your expectations for that as we leave off here? What will that look and sound like?
All right. Well, I think he's going to do a mix of all these different images that have been created by his team. I think he's going to claim that he has no memory because of his past drug addiction on some issues. Then he'll stay with clarity of other issues. It just won't wash. This circle is tightening around the Bidens in a way that they can no longer expect an enabling media to protect them.
I think it's great. We've been saying for months, and on this show, I've been asking the question, when is it going to result in in the testimony of Hunter Biden? When are they going to sweat him? He's going to be in deposition next week. Shortly thereafter, he will be called to a public session of the House Oversight Committee. Eventually, it's got to change. Now, Newt Gingrich was on Fox yesterday. There have been more and more protests, anti-Jewish protests, which I just, for the life of me, do not understand. This was Newt Gingrich yesterday. This is cut number two on Fox.
Anti-Israel mobs swarming a Jewish-owned falafel shop in Philadelphia, hurling those anti-Semitic chants as pro-Palestinian riots continue to erupt across our country.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, author of the bestseller's book, March to the Majority, is here to react. Newt, they keep saying this has nothing to do with the Jewish people, that they're standing up for a free Palestine. So why target a local Jewish deli?
Well, because the fact is, their idea of standing up for Palestine is to wipe out every Jew in Israel. Remember, when Hamas talks, they're very clear about this. They say not a single Jew will remain. So let's not kid each other. The people who are out there rallying for Hamas are rallying for terrorism and for genocide. And frankly, we should be much more aggressive in responding to it and much more aggressive in deporting any student who's here on a student visa, who's involved in this kind of pro-terrorist, pro-genocide position. And we should also be investigating our universities, who have become basically hothouses for growing people who I think are crazy. I mean, their position, it would involve wiping out all the people in Israel. And I don't think they understand it. I think their professors have totally misled them. And I think that it's time for decent people to stand up and say enough.
Newt Gingrich yesterday on Fox. Stick around, more to do. We'll preview our 7 o'clock hour. We got a big 7 o'clock hour featuring Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. We'll tell you about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show will be on the eve of the fourth Republican debate down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Who's going to be on the stage, and does it at all matter when it comes to figuring out who might be number two behind Trump?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
every morning, the president wakes up to a top secret brief on America's biggest challenges.
Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
On this Tuesday, as a born and bred New Yorker, I have gone through bad and good times in the nation's largest city. With more than 8 million residents, some believe Gotham is ungovernable, but they are wrong. However, right now, the city's on the verge of anarchy after 10 years of far-left governance. Hundreds of thousands of high earners have already packed up, mostly replaced by poor people who do not pay much in taxes. On Saturday, I drove into the city from my home 22 miles from Manhattan. It took me almost 2 hours. Many city streets and avenues were blocked. There was absolutely no traffic control. Intersections blocked by drivers breaking the law as hundreds of cyclists wove in and out of traffic, creating extremely dangerous situations. If a car hits a cyclist or jaywalker, you are sued and you will lose. I've been to extremely chaotic cities like Saigon and Cairo. New York is now worse. The civil and criminal systems have completely collapsed. No one is in charge. Quality of life has plummeted as miscreants run wild. At this point, it would almost take martial law to regain control of Gotham. They say if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, and that's still true. But one look at New York City madness begs the question, why would anyone want to make it here? Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're just getting up with us, there's new polling out. It's good for President Trump, for Nikki Haley, and even Ron DeSantis. It's good for them. It is not good for President Biden, who is trailing Nikki Haley, Donald J. Trump, and others. It's going to be interesting to see as we approach another, in fact, the fourth GOP presidential debate tomorrow in Tuscaloosa, how this all plays out. Nobody really knows at this point what's going on until they vote 60 days from now. When you start voting, that's when we start separating the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll be joined by Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Don't forget, later on, John Zarpalis, one of my favorite people in this community, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, or NPRI. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Don't you love her
ways? Tell me what you say. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.